Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is time for the Donnie Football Debrief, and it is brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread. In for Don, who is in Ocean City, Maryland, and is still tweeting out things about Paul Skeens. He is obsessed with the mustachioed Pirates hurler. He can't take a break. He can't unplug. Still watching games, still tweeting about them. We'll talk to Donnie on Monday when he gets back. In the meantime, Sean, a.k.a. Randy Myers, has a headline. Actually, he does not. He has the Donnie Football Debrief. What am I talking about?
Even better.
Go ahead. Yes.
Yeah, and I'm thoroughly prepared today. We got the music, thankfully, to set the tone here. It is the debrief, June 18th, 2024. And earlier today, CBS Sports came out with their top 100 NFL players for the upcoming season, the 2024 season. So this is a little bit of projecting and anticipating.
Okay, so this is not based on what they did last year. This is what CBS Sports expects out of these guys.
Yes.
For the, okay.
Yes. I don't think there's a surprise who number one is. It'd be
Mahomes.
The quarterback. Yeah, the quarterback for the Kansas City.
Have you looked at the entire list?
I've browsed the list.
Just to like clarify your point about projection, do they put Caleb Williams in the top 100? Do they put any rookies? Was there a Marvin Harrison Jr. sighting? Of Malik Nabers.
I did not see, well, just to give you a little insight, number 99 is Will Anderson coming off of a rookie of the year.
Man, that's awfully low for him, huh?
Yes. You would think that would be a little higher. So if he's not any higher than 99,
you're guessing there's going to be no guys who haven't played a game in the NFL yet.
Right.
All right, so Mahomes is one. I'm going to predict that TJ Watt is the highest Steeler on the list.
That is correct.
Where is he?
Well, do you want to venture a guess?
Sixth?
He is fifth. Can you name, other than Mahomes, the three players ahead of him? I'll say you might get fired up about one of them.
Okay. That's a clue. That makes me think Myles Garrett is one of the guys.
He is number two.
Oh, my God. Watt was better than him in every statistic that we've accepted as the measuring stick for players. Sacks, tackles for loss, forced fumbles, interceptions. He was better at every single one, and yet Garrett, because now I guess pressure rate is the end-all be-all for the people that vote on these things or pick these things, he is ahead of Watt, even though the Steelers' defense was better than the Browns' defense last year statistically. So Garrett is where? You said two?
He is number two. And they denote where they were last year. Last year, Garrett was number five and Watt was number 11.
What a joke that is. All right, so Garrett's two. Does Lamar Jackson get the benefit of the doubt for winning the MVP?
Well, he's not in the top five. He's not even in the top 15.
Good. I like that. That's a nice recovery by CBS Sports.
I'm happy to see number three.
That makes me think it's a niner.
Yes.
Trent Williams?
Correct.
Yep. Didn't allow a sack last year, although I didn't think he was great in the playoffs.
I thought he was pretty clearly better the prior year, and they had him number 10 a season ago, so, you know.
Got it.
Take what you want from that. Number four, I'll give you a hint. It's a wide receiver.
Justin Jefferson?
Wrong wide receiver.
Tyreek Hill?
Yes. So, after TJ Watt, it goes Josh Allen, number six. Justin Jefferson, number seven. Christian McCaffrey, number 8.
Man, you could have put him in the top 5. He was going to be the next 49er I named.
Micah Parsons.
You know what? I would put McCaffrey ahead of Williams.
Yeah, I wouldn't oppose that. Well, how about three 49ers in the top 10 because Nick Bosa is number 10 to round out the list. Is there anyone in that top 10?
Parsons 10? Below Bosa?
Parsons 9, Bosa 10.
Got it. And Garrett, where's Max Crosby?
He's number 11.
11, okay, so there's a run on edge rushers.
Is there anyone in that top 10 that you feel confidently will be far outside the top 10 a year from now?
Myles Garrett.
You think he's going to precipitously drop?
Are there any other Steelers on the list besides Watt?
Yes, there is, although you kind of have to wait a little while. So, number 45, by the way, is not a Steeler yet. Brandon Ayuk comes in at number 45.
So he would be the second best Steeler, according to this poll, if they were to trade for him.
Correct.
Got it.
So the next Steeler on this list, if I'm seeing it correctly, is number 68.
Can I guess?
Yes.
Minka?
Incorrect.
No. Can't be Hayward coming off an injury.
It is not Hayward.
Pickens?
George Pickens. And he was not ranked last season, so that's a pretty big boost for him. And then
it's so inconsistent, but the huge plays are there. And if he ever gets his head screwed on straight, he could go from 68 to 20th.
Not much below that is the third and final Steeler.
Minka?
Number 71.
Yeah, not coming off a great year.
How about I mentioned...
Wait a minute, so Queen didn't make the top 100, and he was an All-Pro last year.
I don't think I saw him, unless I missed. Let me double-check that. But is there a person that you think could potentially rise significantly next year and be top 10 or even top 5 that was
left
not
off?
In that?
Stroud?
Yeah, I think...
C.J. Stroud.
I think that's... How about Joe Burrow, 15, Lamar Jackson, 16?
I agree with that. If I was starting a team tomorrow, I would take Burrow over Lamar Jackson. Let me think of a guy who didn't make the top 100, who's on the Steelers roster, who I believe will be there next year. I'm going to go with...
I got one.
I'm going to go with Broderick Jones. You?
Joey Porter Jr.
Ah, that is a good one. I like that one. The Patrick Queen, man, was an All-Pro. So considered like one of the four best inside linebackers with Roquan Smith and your guy in San Francisco, Werner. He's got to be on the list.
Yeah, Roquan Smith is number 40. And
where's Fred Warner?
Fred Warner is 22.
Okay. I'm fine with putting Warner ahead of Roquan. All right. Good stuff. Thank you for the debrief.
You're welcome.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. Temperatures in the 90s all day today. All right. Breaking Pirates news to talk about. They've made a roster move, although it was apparently not, it was outside of their own control. They had no say in this. What? They could be making another move, according to one outlet, and what Greg Brown just said about the Pirates moving forward. I want to, if you're just finding us, I want to play that again for you when we come back and give you a chance to sound off. 412-928-9370. This is the PM team. We're here until 5:45. That's when the leadoff show comes your way. Right now, a message from Mulsey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.